Hi, welcome to the Short Sales Sherpa channel. I'm Ryan Miley, offering you tips and guidance for the best way to manage going through a foreclosure. Thank you for listening to our channel. Managing through a foreclosure can be a very stressful process. I really hope I can bring you information that will help minimize the impact to you and your family. We greatly appreciate your support. If you like the content we're providing, please hit the subscription button below and the notification bell so you don't miss our latest podcasts. I want to take some time today to provide some information and overview of decisions that are critical as part of the foreclosure process. It definitely can be overwhelming, and we're here to help you get the best possible outcome. If you want to sell your house, you need to understand that if you owe more than the house is worth, or do you have equity? If you owe more than the house is worth, the only way to do, and the only thing you should do, is to do a short sale. A short sale is when a buyer like myself can negotiate to buy the house for the as-is value. Any portion of the mortgage not paid at closing will be written off and forgiven by your mortgage company. In a short sale, there are no costs to you. All commissions and closing costs are paid by the bank. A short sale does the least amount of damage to your credit than other options. You will also be able to qualify for a mortgage in 2 years after closing. If you have equity and you want to sell your home, the first thing to remember is that your mortgage payoff will be about $7,000 to $10,000 higher than you think. Please don't forget that the bank will also add on fees, including attorney and any late fees. Secondly, if you think you can sell the house for a certain price, you will want to consider the realtor commissions and closing costs, which will be approximately 8%, and subtract that from the price. I would also advise to subtract around $5,000 in case you have to lower your price. If you take this amount and subtract for what you think the house you owe, then this will give you a realistic picture of how much you will net when you sell your house. Making the decision to use a realtor versus a real estate investor to sell your home is another area to consider. If your house is in good condition and you want to try to get top dollar, you can certainly list your house with a realtor. Our team has many years of experience working in foreclosure, and we know how to work with the mortgage company and the courts to delay the foreclosure process as long as possible to give you the time to wait for the highest and best sales price possible. If the property needs work and you need to sell it more quickly for cash, it does make sense to work with a real estate investor. However, please be cautious. I recommend that you only work with a company that's been in business for at least 10 years and have a very positive ratings with the Better Business Bureau, as our team does. If you're considering filing Chapter 7 bankruptcy and your mortgage is the main source of your debt, I would not recommend it. I would suggest instead doing a short sale. A bankruptcy is much worse on your credit. It takes a minimum of 7 years to qualify for a mortgage, and at times can be even longer. You can qualify for a mortgage in 2 years after the short sale. This does much less short-term damage to your credit. Bankruptcy should really be your last resort. Usually, if you can take care of the mortgage debt with a short sale, you can make payment arrangements with other creditors without having to declare bankruptcy. Another thing to consider is a deed in lieu of foreclosure, referred to as a DIL, which we would recommend not to do. It gives you nothing of value. A DIL will be reported on your credit as well. You won't be able to qualify for your mortgage for at least 7 years, so there's really no difference between a DIL and letting the house go into a foreclosure auction. I highly recommend doing a short sale. This way you can qualify for a new mortgage in 2 years, and it does far less short-term damage to your credit than a deed in lieu. Everyone's situation is different, and there's really no set solution that fits everyone. The most important thing you can do is and let you know as we can help you. So no matter what option you choose, please reach out so we can discuss your options and what will work best for you. I can be reached at 689-208-7050. Again, we really appreciate you listening to our channel. If you know anybody that can benefit from the information I've shared today, please share this podcast with them. Please subscribe to our channel so you don't miss our latest podcast. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.